Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, we're having a little technical difficulty, but we will be resuming as soon as they let me know that they have gotten everything fixed that's going on so we can get this show started. Again, that number is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Ain't no stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. Ain't no stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. Trying, yeah.
This Baby in a Basket story was lifted directly from the myth of Sargon of Akkad of around 2250 BC. Sargon was born, placed in a reed basket in order to avoid infanticide, and set adrift in a river. He was in turn rescued and raised by Aki, a royal midwife. Furthermore, Moses is known as the lawgiver, the giver of the Ten Commandments, the Mosaic Law. However, the idea of a law being passed from God to a prophet up on a mountain is also a very old motif. Moses is just another lawgiver in a long line of lawgivers in mythological history. In India, Manu was the great lawgiver. In Crete, Minos ascended Mount Dicta, where Zeus gave him the sacred laws. While in Egypt, there was Mises, who carried stone tablets, and upon them the laws of God were written. Manu, Minos, Mises, Moses. And as far as the Ten Commandments, they are taken outright from spell 125 in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. What the Book of the Dead phrased, "I have not stolen," became "thou shalt not steal." "I have not killed" became "thou shalt not kill." "I have not told lies" became "thou shalt not bear false witness," and so forth. In fact, the Egyptian religion is likely the primary foundational basis for the Judeo-Christian theology. Baptism, afterlife, final judgment, virgin birth, death and resurrection, crucifixion, the Ark of the Covenant, circumcision, saviors, Holy Communion, Great Flood, Easter, Christmas, Passover, and many, many more are all attributes of Egyptian ideas long predating Christianity and Judaism. Justin Martyr, one of the first Christian historians and defenders, wrote, "When we say that he, Jesus Christ, our teacher, was produced without sexual union, was crucified and died and rose again and ascended into heaven, we propound nothing different from what you believe regarding those who you esteem sons of Jupiter." In a different writing, Justin Martyr said, "He was born of a virgin. Accept this in common with what you believe of Perseus." It's obvious that Justin and other early Christians knew how similar Christianity was to the pagan religions. However, Justin had a solution. As far as he was concerned, the devil did it. The devil had the foresight to come before Christ and create his characteristics in the pagan world.
Fundamentalist Christianity, fascinating. These people actually believe the world is 12,000 years old. Swear to God. I actually asked one of these guys, okay, dinosaur fossils. He says, "Dinosaur fossils? God put those here to test our faith." I think God put you here to test my faith, dude.
The Bible is nothing more than an astrotheological literary hybrid, just like nearly all religious myths before it. In fact, the aspect of transference of one character's attributes to a new character can be found within the book itself. In the Old Testament, there is the story of Joseph. Joseph was a prototype for Jesus. Joseph was born of a miracle birth. Jesus was born of a miracle birth. Joseph was of 12 brothers. Jesus had 12 disciples. Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. Brother Judah suggests the sale of Joseph. Disciple Judas suggests the sale of Jesus. Joseph began his work at the age of 30. Jesus began his work at the age of 30. The parallels go on and on. Furthermore, is there any non-biblical historical evidence of any person living with the name Jesus, the son of Mary, who traveled about with 12 followers, healing people and the like? There are numerous historians who lived in and around the Mediterranean, either during or soon after the assumed life of Jesus. How many of these historians document this figure? Not one. However, to be fair, that doesn't mean defenders of the historical Jesus haven't claimed the contrary. Four historians are typically referenced to justify Jesus' existence. Pliny the Younger, Suetonius, and Tacitus are the first three. Each one of their entries consists of only a few sentences at best, and only referred to Christus or the Christ, which in fact is not a name but a title. It means the anointed.
All right. I think we got the kinks worked out. Welcome to the show.
Guys, we got another great show for you today. I got so much I want to talk to you guys about. And what we need to do is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial. I'm going to go to a break. I'm going to play a couple of songs. And we are definitely going to get this thing like it should be going right now. Number to call is 347-945-7405. The number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Get away. Escapism. for now. She says it's over. She says it's over now.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. I'm going to take the time right now to thank Philly for joining us. Philly, thank you for joining in again to another great show. I'm glad to see you guys come back. And I want to that we are giving a big extra special welcome to Chicago 990 AM. Thank you guys for coming back. We got a lot to talk about. There's so much going on. First and foremost, let me say Happy New Year. But why should we continue to want to be complacent with how our community is being portrayed? Why do we want to be complacent with not getting to the next level? Why do we want to continue to be complacent with being last in economic growth, with being last in educational studies, with being last in growth in our community? Why do we want to continue to be last? Why do we continue to want to fight against one another? At some point in time, we got to learn that in order for us to grow, we're going to have to start depending on one another. Why is it that we can't depend on one another when we should be? Guys, I really apologize that the show started out so rough today. We had some really crazy technical problems, but it's okay. We're on. We're up and running. I see you guys in the chat room. I hear you. I know that you guys feel just as passionate about this as I do. And it's up to us to do something about it. If we don't, we are continuing to run into this cycle to where we are not going to be able to, do the things that we need to do on a positive level to get our communities up and running like they should be. We have so many so-called leaders that are not doing what they are chosen to do, unless you're padding their hands. In a couple of weeks, this week in the South, the movie Selma is coming out. It's going to be released on the 9th. How many of you will go see this movie and understand the totality of the synopsis of this movie? Or how many of you will go just to say that I went to see Selma? There's a lot of things that we got to get right, guys. And we're not doing it by just sitting down and relaxing, buying the newest Jordans, which we're going to talk about that, buying the newest Jordans and not worried about the state of our community. At some point in time, we got to get it right. Number calls 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
My way, I'm trying to free you. You wanna get away any day? I'll be your relief. ain't got tricks on my sleeve, but I got trees. We can cruise to the beach. If you in the muse, tell me where you wanna be. I'll take you there. We can go anywhere. I mean anywhere. I got time, shit. I'll be your night moonshine. Me, I'm nervous. You let me. I won't harm her. We can grow closer. Get stronger. I just wanna know when. You ready? Come on, let's go. If you're ready, we can go anywhere. It's so much that we can share. I mean what I say. And I say what I mean. I see you still kinda iffy about it. Well, it's like this. I can be the reason why you're staring at the clock. I can be the reason why you're looking at your watch. I can be the reason why you're looking forward, rock. I can be the reason why you're pulling off the dot.
I'll be your night moonshine. You let me. I won't harm you. Grow closer and stronger. I just wanna know if you're ready.
Come on, let's go.
If you're ready, we can go there. It's so much that we can share.
So what you gotta say? A yay or a nay? I hope you don't stray and go the wrong way. You know it feels right, so don't be a dyke. I can wait for the love and settle for the life. I'm doing this because I settle for the type that saw me as a buzz, a high to their life. Now I know what's up, being fly ain't enough unless you got wings and was sent from above.
I'll be your night moonshine, if you let me. I won't harm you. We can grow closer and stronger. I just want to know if
you're ready. Come on, let's go.
If you're ready, we can go there. There is so much
that we can share. It's a go right here. The lifestyle is a yes. We can be the best. Better yet, the greatest. Everything fresh. We can make the haters put the bullshit to rest. The haters put the bullshit to rest. Nah, I don't see that shit happening. But we gonna still do us anyway. You ready? Let's get up out of here. Let's get out of here.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
people are
and whatever
rising
other
up.
Negative characteristics you can think of, Patrick Hurst,
wherever they are the symbols of the day,
and
whether they are in Johannesburg,
me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for
New York City,
life,
Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
our
Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same,
being,
we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Before we left, we had talked a little bit about the state of the black community. Why is it such in shambles? Why aren't we better focused on each other's success other than our individual success needs and trying to get ahead and keeping the very much so true stigmatism of the crab in the bucket mentality alive and well. And, you know, and I hear you guys in the chat room, and I definitely understand what you're saying. But let me enlighten you. This has not been a new problem. This has been a problem that's been going on from day one. Now, I'm going to play a clip in a second. Being that we are coming up on Dr. King's holiday, I want all of you guys to understand that there is a history when it comes to Dr. King's holiday, when it comes to the death of Dr. King. There is a history, or there is, I shall say, new evidence that everything you think is not what it seems. And I know some of you are talking, Jay, what are you talking about? Why are you saying that? Listen what I'm saying. Everything you think you know, you don't. There are some problems with the story of how Dr. King was murdered, who he was murdered by, and why. And I'm going to play this clip, and I think that you guys are going to be really surprised with what's being said. Now, this clip come to me from none other than Dick Gregory. And Dick Gregory wanted this clip to get out to lots and lots of media. He wanted everyone to hear this. And this is, I'm setting this clip up. This is a meeting he's having in a church with some churchgoers. And they're talking about Dr. King and his legacy. And they're talking about the night Dr. King was murdered. They're talking about what happened when Dr. King was murdered. They're talking about all the events that led up to and afterwards. And it's one specific individual that's telling it. He's one of the reverends that was with Dr. King that night. And I want you to listen really, really closely to what he has to say. And I think you're going to be very surprised in what you hear. So here's the clip of Dick Gregory talking to the members of the church about the murder of Dr. King.
I was at the trial in Memphis. I want to show you all quickly and explain to you why that jury of six blacks and six whites after 3 hours came back and found that white boy guilty of conspiring to kill Dr. Martin Luther King. And they went further than that. They also said there was some co-conspirators, black folks, unnamed, that was involved. I want to show you a little 3-minute clip. Of the minister that Dr. King was going by his house for dinner. He was due at 7, but they had to move it up or 7 below. Too dark to shoot somebody. So they moved it to 6 o'clock. 2 years ago at a press conference in Memphis, I get a call. They said, so-and-so is thinking about killing so-and-so. I said, what? They said, well, he said something at a press conference. I said, put him on the phone. I said, whatever you do, get that film. But once NBC realized what this brother was sitting and saying, we will never get our hands on the person. What you're fixing to see now went into the evidence in the King trial where they brought a wrongful death suit, and I'll explain that to you quickly in a minute. But what you're fixing to witness now is the man who came by to get King to take him to dinner. And 30 years later at a press conference, he slipped because God do baffle your mind sometimes. You look.
Some of the activities are geared especially for the young who did not have a chance to get the feel or to know what the civil rights movement actually was about. Even as they marched, now they could have stopped in a hotel, but when you think about marching from Memphis to Jackson or Jackson to Memphis, that went to hotels. You stayed in churches, you stayed in people's homes, and that's how we got over, that's how we got through. The struggle was a spiritual struggle. You couldn't pay people to do what we had to do. You couldn't pay people to stand before mad dogs and fire hoses and billy clubs and cattle prods. It was strictly a spiritual and moral movement. So we wanted that dimension to be in the pilgrimage to Memphis. We will revisit the mountaintop speech site. That's the Mason Temple where Dr. King made his last address, which he almost didn't make because the night that we were having that rally, there were tornado warnings and he was behind on the Poor People's Campaign. And he said, you guys go on over and have the rally. I'm going to stay at the motel and work on the Poor People's Campaign. When we got there and Dr. Abernathy walked in and Jesse Jackson walked in and I walked in and others, people started clapping because they thought Martin was behind us. And so Ralph's preacher sense said to him, this is not our crowd. And he went to the phone and called Dr. King. And that any of the marches that we had in those days, you have an opportunity to bring the children and bring the family and march with us. And when I finished sharing with them the last hour of Dr. King's life, a hurry. But that gave me the wonderful privilege of spending the last hour on earth. Three preachers in a room, Abernathy, King, and Kyle. And we spent that last hour together in room 306 at the Lorraine Motel. The press is always curious, and writers, what went on? What did you talk about? I say, we just talk preacher talk. What preachers talk about when they get together?
Y'all pay
revivals and all
what you're fixing to hear now.
About a quarter of six, we walked on the balcony, and he was talking to people in the courtyard. He stood here, and I stood there. Only as I moved away so we could have a clear shot, the shot rang out.
Thank you.
I turned around and then knocked him back on the balcony.
Listen. Oh. Wait, listen. His brother never realized he would slip and say that. Do you know what happened when you're sitting in a jury room about a conspiracy and this piece of film is introduced? He stood here, only as I moved away so he could have a clear shot, the shot rang out. This was the brother that he was going by his house for dinner.
Now,
to my brother Matty, you will have a copy of this tape. I'll get it back to you. And what you should do is make copies. See to it, because this is a very valuable. And y'all need to send this tape to people all over this country. And so this was the trial that went on that the press didn't want to report because they couldn't. Huh? They couldn't. And so we have to stop getting mad and upset because the same system that's killing us refused to tell us the truth. You have to use your own given God-given intelligence. If we was all over in Germany today walking down the street and we see this big old building and it's named after Adolf Hitler, you don't have to be too smart to realize something evil is going on inside that building. But how come you don't understand that when you walk down in Washington, D.C. and see that big old brand new FBI building named after J. Edgar Hoover? How come we don't know something evil is going on inside that building? Let me briefly tell you some of the things that you heard. The trial should have lasted a day and a half. It lasted 30 days. The black press in Memphis didn't even show up. Let me tell you how this trial came about. About 6 years ago, a white man named Lloyd Jowers, who probably, now, this is just my philosophy, believe, who probably was told they picked him to blame the King murders on you. So he went to ABC, and they did a whole session with him, telling him how he was involved and what the conspiracy and who it was. And then they never ran. And so now he's running for his life. So he goes to the King family and he tells them the same thing that he told ABC. He tells them three times and the fourth time, Andy Young. And they filmed it, they taped it. And he said, I was given $100,000 by Frank Liberto, who was the mafia puppet who ran Memphis for the big mafia boys out of New Orleans. So it was Frank Liberto, he said, that gave him $100,000 to set up the whole mechanism for killing King. And the building right behind the Lorraine Hotel with the courtyard bumped into, Lloyd Jowers had a restaurant called Jim's Grill. He also said that at the first meeting, here's who was there, so-and-so was there, so-and-so was there, and let me tell you, there was some black folks there too.
That was a very telling clip. A couple things that reminds me of the crab in the bucket mentality. One, and this reverend stated it was not until I moved out the way so they could have a clear shot, the shots rang out. Unbelievable that he was able to say that and not know what he's saying. And for those of you who have been on Mars, and you just now hearing a little bit of that clip, this man literally said, and I'm saying this in my terms, ladies' terms, this man literally stated that he knew Dr. King was getting ready to get shot, and he knew where the guy was who was going to shoot him, but he couldn't get a clear shot until he moved, and that's when he moved, and that's what he done, he moved. So he could have a clear shot. Unbelievable. Second crab in the bucket mentality fact. Here it is, the trial of the gentleman that supposedly shot Dr. King. Lasted 30 days, and the black media didn't even show once. This is what I'm talking about. We want somebody to say that they're going to lead us. We want somebody to say that in the community there's a voice that will be heard. We're not really ready for that because we continue to fight one another. We continue to be underhanded, to be stubborn, to be jealous, to be envious, and downright sneaky with one another. And yet and still, we want to rally when there's something going on that shouldn't be going on in the community. Guys, we got to get it together. If we say we are for the betterment of our future, of our youth's future, then we got to get it together. With all the violence that's going on in the world today, with the Fergusons, with the Trayvons, with the Tamir Bryce, we got to understand that there's more going on than we want to really realize. And then again, some of us do realize it, but we choose not to move on. Look, I like hip-hop like the next person. But I don't let hip-hop rule me to the fact that where I'm losing myself all for the sake of being idolized or idolizing someone that's in a song that got millions, and I'm helping pour those millions into him by keep buying his records, which I'm not saying don't go support the artist that you like. What I'm saying is you have to learn how to filter what you hear. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys will come back. I'm going to answer some of those questions you guys give me in the chat room. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Oh, come give it to me, baby. Got that good old-fashioned country. Yeah, they better.
I motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember the time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shooting instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can't rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray taught me to flame on. I got three rappers in the hot
flame
seat. I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that film the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came for.
I'm giving the game hope.
I got prison bars, I'm spitting bad time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't give up now.
Yeah.
If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can I get a deal?
Why can I get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a chain. Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was drunk and gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinions. Survived by his daughter. I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain? I was the only child. It's kinda hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to you turn at the light.
You turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it get.
I'm as real as it get.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
I can't give up now.
There's a new taste coming to town, and it's called Crispy Crunchy Chicken. That's right, Crispy Crunchy Chicken, located at the Lucky 7 Food Mart on 2230 North New Hope Road in Gastonia, North Carolina. On September 30th, the rich Cajun recipe of Crispy Crunchy Chicken will invade your taste buds, and remember, you buy, we fry. Crispy Crunchy Chicken, coming to a mouth near you.
Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, when I played that clip, and I'm reading what you guys are putting in the chat room, and trust me, I love my people like the next person, but there's some problems in the black community that has to be fixed. In order for us to excel to the next level, we have to fix internally what's going on within our community. You know, it used to be a long time ago you could say that, yeah, the people outside our community influence how we succeeded within our community. We can't say that anymore, because the only ones that has anything to do with our success rate within our community is us. We determine how many young teenage high school dropouts we're going to have in our community. We determine the young teenage pregnancy rate within our community. We determine who stands on our corner and sells drugs or sells sex. We determine those things. We determine if we want to put up with that or if we want to clean our community and make our community strive and thrive for nothing but success. So if we don't continue to do that, then there's a problem. If we don't continue to strive for excellence within our community, there's a problem. And you know, the most ridiculous thing that's happening now is not even only in the black community. This is happening nationwide in our poorest of poor communities, communities that are thriving with success. But how do you know that you're going to be successful if you don't even know yourself? I'm going to play one more clip. I'm going to play this clip because I think you need to hear it. This is coming from a gentleman named Neely Jr., Neely Fuller Jr., that is. And he done a very interesting piece. And I want you to listen to this man. He is an African American, but he done a piece on why black people can't stand each other. Very profound piece. Listen to what he says, and tell me if it sounds right. If it doesn't sound right with you, that's okay, because there's some things he says in here I don't like. But sometimes harsh realities are what they are, harsh realities. Here's the clip real quick of Neely Fuller Jr., that is, on why black people can't stand each other.
It's like on a slave ship, which is what the whole world is. See, if I'm the captain of the ship, I will come and look down the hatch, and I say, it's just about feeding time, but we don't have enough food, because I'm going to see to it it's not enough food. But we got about 40 of them down there, so I'm going to throw just enough food down there for 20. That's how they do it. That's how they do it all over where we are, Georgia Avenue, wherever you find black people. That's how they do it. They hand out the goodies, but it ain't enough. And what's going to happen when you throw enough food for 20 people in the hold of a ship where it's 40 people? You've got a good fight going, right? That's why black people can't stand each other. Over a period of years, we spent all our time fighting each other for whatever is thrown down that hatch. And Massa up there on the deck is just cracking his side. Look at him. It ain't rocket science. Now, what do we do about it? First, the main thing about it, we have to know that this is what's going on. And don't get caught in that trap. They even got us bragging about it, you know. West Coast gangs and all like that. All about doing harm to other black people. It's a part of our culture. When we join a gang, that's what we're really talking about. Hey, we're not joining no gang to go and fight some white folks over there in the suburbs. We join a gang fighting people over there three blocks away. same boys we was raised up with. But their mama just moved a few blocks because she got put out down here, not paying the rent, because she didn't have no money. She didn't have no money because she didn't have anybody to help her support her, you know. So she had to move down there. That's ain't no different between him and me, except now he's three blocks down the street. But all of a sudden he's a stranger, because I very seldom see him, you know. And all he got to do is step on my foot, and he got a fight going. Now I got to go get my brothers and my gang and whatnot. See, and the white supremacists say, these people don't even know how we do what we do. That's why we are masters of the world. So what do you do? Codification is all about what you do about something. You know this. We are all full of poison. We, I'm saying, the non-white people on this planet, we're loaded with it. What I mean by poison, animosity toward each other.
Yes.
And we should stop lying and saying how much we love each other. It ain't true. I don't care how many marches we go to. We do not love each other, and we do not love ourselves. And it takes too long to get in that frame of mind. So what do you do in the meantime? You minimize conflict. That's how I wrote it in the book. How do you minimize conflict? By minimizing contact. The only reason I am standing in this room this evening talking is because I'm trying to talk about something constructive. Anytime I start thinking about something that might be destructive, first thing I'm supposed to do is get away from you. See, if I want to do some kind of destructive stuff, I go and sit down in front of a whole bunch of white people. Now, that does two things. It keeps me from acting real quick without thinking. So, see, they know how to put a hurting on you real fast. And we know that. That's why we like hiding in the ghetto. See, it's just certain places we ain't going. Because we know we'll get hurt. And we know it ain't nobody coming to our rescue, because there ain't nobody that got that kind of muscle. You know, all our little gangs put together ain't got as much muscle as these people. Just a handful of them. Just show up. Don't take but a handful. They don't even have to do nothing. Just show up. What's going on here? Now all them loud black people got quiet all of a sudden. See, we know whose chest to get into with both feet. You know? As long as it's us, we got no problem. We can handle us. Yes, sir.
Do you think that the power structure will switch from white supremacy to, let's say, Asiatic men and women are regaining their throne again?
No. That's the trick that they're pulling right now. They are bringing more and more non-white people from all over the world and mixing them all up together, different languages and whatnot. And what they're doing, they're just getting another big gang fight started. They're going to stand back and watch the fight and control it all. See, that's what I was saying a while ago. Nobody can take your job. See, Pedro from Guatemala cannot take your job. He ain't taking no job away from you. He was told when he was in Guatemala, come get this job. But the white supremacists will come and say, he took your job. No, he didn't. See, and they're doing the same thing with, you know, you say, well, the Koreans taking over my neighborhood. No. First of all, who owned the neighborhood that you're in? You don't own that boarded up store over there. That store been boarded up for 10 years, you know. Guys shooting up drugs in it and whatnot. Kids running through it playing cowboy, you know. It's just a big old empty building. You don't own it. So nobody could take it from you because you didn't own it. See, we always talk about this is out, this is the hood. Don't own 2 feet of nothing around there. See, white people go where they please. Black people go where they are sent. That includes me. Right. I can't live nowhere on this planet except where they assign me. And I don't know any black people that do. You just go and, you know, hey, this looks like a pretty nice place, and just start taking the boys off the place. I'm going to set up a store in here. No, you're going to talk to somebody, and that somebody going to be white. Right. Sooner or later, I mean, a white guy is going to come up here. Hey, buddy, what are you doing in my place? You know? Well, it's been boarded up for years. I figured it didn't belong to nobody. All belongs to somebody, and you have to move out of here, buddy. Well, y'all ain't using it for nothing. Don't make no difference.
It's mine. Don't let me catch you in here no more. I'm going to put these boards back up here, and they better not be missing again, or you're going to have to answer to me. And you're not able to. So shut up. That's the way they talk all over the world, and they mean it. And they can back it up, because they got the muscle. I don't care who it is, Saddam Hussein. I don't care how many statues you build of yourself. You can pull them all down in about 5 minutes. How many gang signs you put on it? Not only erase your sign, they take down the wall that the sign is on. And then if you don't like it, take you. Give you 50 years in the lockup being a little girl with your masculine self. Okay? In their lockup. Oh, you talking about the greatest power on this earth. And we know it, but we like to pretend that we don't.
That is the most profound view that I have ever seen anybody take on this issue between black and white, green and purple, blue, orange, it doesn't matter. But guys, what has to happen is that we are going to have to look beyond what it is that we think is going on in our communities, and we're going to have to fix it. If we don't, we fail. As simple as that. But if we do the things that we need to do, I can almost promise you that we're going to make it, and we're going to make it together. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Yeah. I like to call this one point of view. See, I want the women to understand the men and vice versa. This is real as it get. They better. Let me put you on game, type of man you pursuing. You won't get a wedding ring cause you caught up in his money. He caught up in the dope game, you the side chick cause the streets is his main thing. What make it so bad, you knew it, but you told your best friend I take him, I can prove it. Trying to convince yourself that it's love when the right one appear. You looked at him like a bum, he wasn't racked out, wasn't sitting on 30s. In school to be a doctor, by the age of 30 he just wanted a strong, loyal woman to call his own. When he built his empire, y'all can share that throne. Yeah, but you was blind to the fact, laughed at him, said he lame. I don't want a nigga like that. Why? Cause he always in his books, gotta study for exams. You don't like the way he look, you don't like what he drive, college student in a hatchback. Ain't nobody got time for that. Not to mention when we pull up at the club, girl, I ain't trying to be seen in that. Oh, let me guess, you want a man that can stunt, but you don't even. Let me guess, you want a chance to punt, kick it with him till he kicks you in the back. Domestic violence, now it's hitting home. Your standards wrong, you probably hating this song. But I want to hear your point of view, that's why I left the next verse up to you. I just want you to know your worth, it's okay to cry, you can start there first. Yeah, cause I'm as real as it get, and it's more like me, but we ain't the ones you pick. But
I hear a lot of women say these mean ain't shit about a hood be gay. Yeah, I hear a lot of women say these mean ain't shit about a hood be gay. I hear a lot of women say these mean ain't shit about a hood be gay. That's how you feel, how you feel, I'ma put you on game.
Tried a nice guy one time, met his family and I left that crying. They told me that I wasn't good enough and they ain't gonna have it. I was plotting on their son just to get pregnant. I was ghetto, I was hood, didn't have an education. What they don't know, I was dedicated to change it. What they don't know, I prayed for it and I claimed it. Wanted to be the first in my family to make it. No love they showed me,
no love,
an apology they owed me. See, they judged me before they got to know me. Heartbroken more time than the nose on Ginobili. It'll never be the same. Heart cold, tears dripping, mascara leaving stains. Yeah, pool when it rained, literally on top of me. Cause when you pour this high rain, when the roof leaks,
When I was 8 years old, penetrated by my stepdaddy, killed me if I told. Perpetrated like he loved my mama, she ain't even know. I can still hear the sound from him creeping through my door. Yeah, I'm traumatized. Now you see why I think all men lie. I got trust issues, can't figure them out. Skeletons in my closet, now I'm digging them out. I said, I'm petrified. Now you see why I went to the other side. My best friend had my back, I let it all out. Got curious, so yeah, I invited her to my house. Nah, I don't feel wrong at all. You know how many men done treated me wrong. I said, you know how many men done treated me wrong. And on top of all that, I hate sleeping alone. Look, damn right I let her lick me. Can't catch a STD from a strap on. Damn right, it affected me. When my baby daddy got me pregnant, now the coward gone. Nah, not a little bit of shame in me. Nope, cause nobody felt the pain in me. Metaphor, yeah, you cool, you a nice dude. But at the end of the day, can you blame me? They better.
This is Jay Dime of Made Men, and you're live in the day with Jay.
Man, I'm not looking for a boo thing. I'm looking for something. You know, go to the beach, chill at the park. You know, no strings attached. You know,
shorty, nice to meet you. Swag, wanna see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? Baby, cause I want you.
Ain't no feelings involved, and ain't no going no dates, ain't no hitting the mall. I need the love for this summer, waiting on fall to reach. So I make a love rain down, then we fall asleep. She know a position, the roads will be flipping. I only see you after 12, man, she know it's no kissing. They say I got my pimp hand strong, I don't work it out. A missed call lead to a text, she wanna work it out.
Shorty, nice to meet you, swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? Baby, cause I want you in my life.
Friend, I met her over the summer, and that's when the love began. I admit that I had my share of requests, I ain't accept them all. Had a few chicks that was down, but mostly best of all, I ain't into all of the weave and facial makeup. I want the kind of girl still beautiful when she wake up. She can take up all of my FaceTime. I run the clubs, but I make the trip in the winter to see my summer love. Had her out in public, niggas thought we was dating. Girls giving the looks, you know how them bitches be hating. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. Me that she love me, asking for a name, said it was nice to meet you, then asked her on a date, said it'd be nice to treat you. I ain't running game, you got all of them wifey features, and I'm just trying to ask for the privilege of right to meet you.
Shorty, nice to meet you, swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? Baby, cause I want you. Over my Jordan 13 sneaker, clear about your features. Got me reminiscing and thinking about the old school when we watch FIFA. Kissing under the bleachers, touching and fondling, hugging. Man, it ain't nothing like that good summer love. Cause you ain't got nothing on me. Kisses my heart, I'm thinking about cause all of
them. Summer love.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? Baby, cause I want you.
lively day with Jake. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, we have to get this right. If we don't get anything else right, we need to get this right. And I'm talking about the camaraderie that comes with having a successful community. I'm talking about the camaraderie that comes with doing what needs to happen in order for us to have a better outlook or a better future for our youth. Guys, we got to do this, and it has to be done the right way. We got to continue to stop fighting one another and start looking for another way to be successful and coexist. Start looking for another way to teach each other the methods of success. If I know that something is working for me and I see you're struggling, how could I not give you the jewels that have gotten me the success that I have wanted for so long and call myself a true leader in the community? How could I not do that? Guys, I'd like to take the time now to thank each and every one of you for continuing to support the show. Thank you, Chicago, and thank you, Philly, for coming back to us and airing us again. Please keep all local law enforcement, all communities, keep them in your prayers. This, what's going on in the nation today, is not good. And we need to be prayerful. We need to be steadfast. And we need to be diligent in what we are doing to make our communities shine. And we're not going to be able to do that if we continue to look at each other with a violent hand. That has to stop. In order for us to be successful, that has to stop. So I tell you, as I tell each and every one of you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love that I know. The love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. And I want you guys to realize that we are in this to win. So if I don't see you again, or you don't hear from me again, know that you guys are very special to me for continuing to support this show. And I really appreciate it. I get your emails. I get all that stuff. And I really appreciate the support. And it's only going to get better from here, guys. So join us again on Thursday. Hopefully we will be talking to the profound Bobby Hemmett. You guys don't want to miss this if you are definitely going to tune into the show. You don't want to miss this. Tomorrow we have a rebroadcast, guys, and then Friday we'll have our Friday, Free Fall Friday, as we normally do. And I got a couple surprises for you. So if you guys don't know, I tell you peace and blessings to all of you. You guys have definitely been live